When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We just had a brouhaha at the David Benavidez, David Morrell workout.
Whoa!
Yeah, well, a little fracas broke out there between both of them. David Morrell threw his championship belt at David Benavidez's face after DB shoved him when they went in the face-to-face.
Isn't that Friday, February?
Yeah.
Is it normal for them to be drumming up this kind of animosity this early on?
Yeah, because they do like the media stuff, then they get to get into camp, get away from all of it. You know, maybe they'll do something a couple more weeks out.
They're going to have to separate them at the weigh-in.
Looks like it, dude. This is nuts. These guys seem to hate each other, but
really do.
Well, I'll see if I get a clip of that so we can use that later at the hour. But they just I was just watching that during the break, and I don't even think David started working out yet. He just got there in the street clothes, and Morella just finished his media workout. Which, you know, if you've ever been to a media workout, you know, you're just skipping rope a little bit, you hit some pads, you know, just move around a little bit for some pictures, you know. And then you talk to the media a little bit, but this one, it's typically, they're typically separate. They don't typically do them together, but this one they did together. And so as Morrell is there, he waits for Benavidez to come in. They yak at each other. Benavidez shoves Morrell, and then Morrell throws his belt at David's face. I was like, wow, I've never seen that move before.
Yeah, very strange, because he's also a champion, right, Benavidez?
Yeah, he's got the WBA belt.
Well, he should have
both of them, though. Both of them are like...
not the real
side
ones.
Side ramp belts. The real belts are on Better Be Ev right now.
Oof.
You know how boxing works.
How many belts are there in that division right now?
There's four real belts.
Four.
Then there's an interim belt, which is basically like if Bevel's Achilles blows out in this, or Better Be Ev's Achilles blows out in this fight.
Yeah.
You know, then you could ascend to regular champion. So that's why they have those, but it's also just so these ring sanction places can just get more of a cut.
Get more money, right. So instead of having no champ, in order for the champ to be acknowledged, he has to pay a cut of the gate or whatever that is.
Cut
of the purse.
But yeah. Let's mix it all up, dude, just like they were at the gym, huh?
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Hurt Feelings. Wow. What do you got for us today, Froggy?
Is that because of the fracas, or is there other hurt feelings?
Nah, I mean, my feelings are hurt. The Heat lost. Mike McDaniel's feelings are hurt.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. That is fair indeed. And you know what? Why don't we start there in our mixed bag today?
Okay.
Michael McDaniel. Call him by the full name from now on. You don't get Mike. You get Mike when, you know, we're cool, we're buddies, everything's cute and funny. You lose games when we need them most, you're Michael now. Unfortunately, one of the reasons why the Dolphins weren't able to get it done was the poor run game and the poor blocking. This is Mike McDaniel addressing how poor the blocking was and how it led to a poor run game.
You know, I think this particular game, I don't think was up to the standard. And regardless of whoever's in there, I think everyone's very, very aware after today's meetings that is not anything that we want Miami Dolphin football to look like. Our competitors in the running back room, want to do better with the looks that are given. But last night, I didn't think that they're really giving their yards per carry doesn't do them justice. I thought our blocking wasn't good enough, and so then the focus is specifically on this week and how to improve that. And anything beyond that, is conversation, hyperbole or whatever. But we need to get it better fast, because we the same problem will present itself if we allow it to this week against the 49ers.
I got an idea. Just a thought. Can we not play Eichenberg anymore? Why don't you put Isaiah Wynn? Just hear me out. Let's just try it on for size. Let's wear the shoe around the store for a little bit. Put Isaiah Wynn at a right guard. Just try it out. See if this bum doesn't give up sack after sack and pressure after pressure. Hey. See if he can actually get some push up front. Why don't we try somebody else there instead of this guy who's got one move, which is to aggravate defenders?
God. Here comes another one of these conversations that I just hate. Every offensive lineman does not have the ability to play multiple positions. Because you have injuries, it hinders what you can and can't do. Some offensive linemen can only play one position.
I know one who can't play any of them.
Okay, and what are your options?
Put Isaiah Wynn in. He's off IR. Put him in. Try something different. See if you find a little mixy mix. Stop putting that guy out there. Hey, he sucks.
I have a question.
Sure.
Sometimes your best isn't good enough. So if they put an offensive lineman in there just to be a little different, but you know damn well he ain't as good as what you have in there.
But let me ask you something. Is he not as good, or do they keep trying to find a place for a pick that sucks? They've tried every position with this guy. He's not good at any of them. Gives no effort. He's on the floor at all times. The only thing that he does is badger people and poke people in the eyes. You took Zach Sealer away from us for 2 weeks. Don't think I don't know that was you, Liam. Everybody's covering for you. Boom. But what if, just call me crazy, why don't we try the guy who was good last year? He was hurt this year. Why don't we put him out there? See if it just works better. What do you got to lose, dude? What are you going to do? Average 2 yards a carry?
Again.
No, seriously, Lear. What are the ramifications?
You're making it sound
like... What are the ramifications of it? They can't run the ball.
Okay, I understand that. So... When was the right guard?
He was the left guard last year before
you. Left guard last year, right?
Yeah.
You want him to move him to right guard?
Yeah, baby, let's go.
You don't think that that's no big deal? No,
he's a vet.
It doesn't. All right, dude.
Did it with Eichenberg.
I'm not arguing with you about this because you have no idea what you're talking about.
Have a guy.
And I just say this: need to go out there. Isaiah Wynn is probably a better guard, a left guard.
And put Robbie Jones over the right. Flip him on over.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Let's change it on up, baby.
I just finished explaining to you how every offensive lineman can't play every position.
Get Eichenberg off the field.
There's only a couple of guys that you have on your team that you can move around like that.
Get him off.
Add all the injuries and stuff like that. You have what you have.
get them off the field.
And put who? What if they know that the person they replace Eichenberg with is worse than Eichenberg?
They've been talking up this.
You're
Eichenberg.
Saying that from the
it's
outside.
It's the same thing Eric Spoelstra does with Kevin Love. They get caught. They think it's going to work out. He's not going to be a Dolphin after this year. Move on.
Okay.
Been averaging a fart every carry.
Okay. It's a moot point.
You know he stinks, right, Leroy?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I was the first one that say hugs across America. That's this new.
So why are you defending this? Why can't we shake it up?
Listen,
how come nobody gets to lose?
I hate when people watch football and say, "Hey, let's get somebody else in there." You don't know if the other guy's better. They do.
At least the guy's got a resume. I don't know why you pick on Eichenberg so much.
So does Kevin Love.
You want to know why I pick on Eichenberg?
Kevin Love's got a resume.
You bully him.
Kevin Love's got a resume.
And Kevin Love's old. And I said the exact that you're making my point for me.
No, I'm not.
Coaches get stubborn. Coaches get stubborn in thinking that they know a system better than they can actually provide production.
That's exactly my point. If that's the case, they would move Eichenberg.
It's not the case. I'm telling you the exact point is coaches get stubborn in thinking that a move is going to work out or they're too afraid of the failure of another move when it could actually end up being more productive. They'd rather be safe. Coaches do it all the time, dude.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So what you're telling me right now is that a coach would rather be right and lose than be wrong and win.
I'm telling you, a coach would rather lessen the risk of known than the risk of the unknown, but it potentially working out for him.
You're assuming that it's the unknown. That's what I'm saying. Like, you think if they had any other option other than Liam Eichenberg, he would be in there?
Then why is he still on the team, dude? He sucked at 3 other positions. You've made the same argument for me every year. Yes. He moves to a new position and sucks at that position. Yes. You've made the same argument about this guy.
You know what he is. You have one or two of these guys on your team. He is a guy that can play multiple positions on the offensive line.
And none of them well.
Didn't say he was good. Okay. But nobody else can. So you have to play him. Because you don't have any other options. Because everybody's banged up.
And also, Marcos, it's not comparable to Drew Smith.
Oh, it's at all,
dude.
Absolutely same thing.
At all.
You bully him. You bully him.
One guy has been a starter and a top high pick his entire career. The other guy is literally an end of the roster guy who is now flourishing with his chance. It couldn't be any more the opposite of Liam Eichenberg. You horse's ass.
42nd overall isn't that high of a pick.
It's pretty high, dude. It's pretty high over 7 rounds.
Hey, so wow, he was a pick before me.
Second round, Jesus Christ!
That was pretty high.
What are we doing?
But again, it's hard. Like,
I'm just sick of him.
It's hard. It's explain that, and I try to explain this to you a lot. That there are certain guys that make the team because they have the flexibility of playing multiple positions.
But he's.
It might not necessarily be his best position. But one of the reasons why you see Eichenberg all over the line of scrimmage with all of the injuries that they've had in the last couple of years, Eichenberg is the one guy that can move around.
You know what his best position is going
to
be?
It's to play.
His best position is going to be when he's Coach Eichenberg. All right. When he's Coach Eichenberg for Notre Dame and he's coaching their O-line, he goes, "Don't worry, guys. I played every position. None of them well, but I'll teach you." I don't know why I made him sound like that. I think he's like from Indiana or something like that.
No, it was appropriate. It was pretty
good. So my suggestion is, who would you like to have in there instead?
I just told you.
Who?
Put Isaiah Wynn on the team. Either put Robert Jones over at right or put Isaiah Wynn at right. Flip the guards. Get Eichenberg out of there.
You can't just
get him out of there.
You can't just switch sides with offensive linemen.
Why not, dude?
Oh my God. What is this? Never mind. Let's move on.
Come on.
Like he says, I have a Rolodex of empty excuses. Dude, every
is that the only position that can't
every play both offensive sides? Lineman can't play every position. Okay?
That's a problem.
So when you say often, no, it's not a problem. It's a fact.
No, it's a problem.
You can put whatever twist you want on it. You guys say we have 10 offensive linemen. You want to just move them around. Everybody can't play, especially on the opposite side.
I just want.
That's not as easy as you're making it sound.
I just want to take that bum and get him off the field. He stinks.
All right.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of us fitting a round peg into a square hole.
And you're willing to risk the guy that's coming in might be worse.
Leroy, can I ask you a genuine question? Because I love you.
Sure.
How could it be worse? Is he going to give up more pressure?
Believe me when I tell you.
He was literally
worse.
He was worse than a guy off the street last week.
Okay. Okay. Like,
Carmen San Diego was better than him last week. Who the hell was that guy playing right tackle? I trust him more than I can. Kick him inside. It's like, Carmen?
Who the hell is this guy? Conversation from experience, and you're having a conversation from wherever the hell you're having it from. It's not as easy as you think to be moving offensive linemen all over the place. You only have maybe two or three guys that can do that.
Right. They moved him around. It really worked out.
I'm not saying it worked out. I'm saying, but that's what their options are. Like, just because, okay, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll give you a perfect example. I'll give you a perfect example of this. Okay, when who's the left tackle for Baltimore? The Hall of Famer. Jonathan Ogden. When he first got into the league, he was a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then he moved
So it was Tunsil.
Right? They were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. So you had to get them on the field. But they still played on the same side of the ball. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? He played left guard, then moved to left tackle. When you take somebody like Patrick Paul, I always said, if he's good as everybody says, then he could probably play guard until
Armstead's knees fall off?
Until Armstead's out, right? Mm-hmm. And then you could just move him to tackle. Clearly, he must not be that versatile because they've never tried him at any other position. Like, it happens. Every guy, no matter how good the offensive lineman is, it doesn't automatically mean that you can play a different position on the field. So now you got Patrick Paul who plays left tackle. He might be one of your top five best linemen. He really might be. His problem is he's backing up one of the best, if not the best. So that's a perfect example of why. Listen, if I take my five best linemen, and two of them play the same position. Ideally, you would like to try to move them over so you could get them all on the field. But if it doesn't work, It doesn't work. So just because Liam Eichenberg might not be one of your top five guys, and Patrick Paul might be, Patrick Paul can't play any of the positions that Liam Eichenberg plays. So Patrick Paul's on the bench, Liam Eichenberg's playing. It's not as easy. You say, oh, just move him to the right, move him to the left.
But I'm not saying that. Like, I'm talking about a veteran guard who's been in the league. Like, I'm not talking about a rookie, dude.
It still doesn't mean that you can move.
Okay, well, let's continue to average 2 yards a carry. It seems like it's working out swimmingly.
But why are you trivializing this and say, oh, just switch sides? It is not that easy. I keep telling you that.
Okay.
I don't know why you think.
But you've made the same. But you've made the same argument with this player. You've made the same argument with me about obviously they know something because they keep putting him out there. They keep trying him at new positions. And some guys are more versatile, and it's not worked out. Not at one of them.
I'm telling you what it is. He is one of maybe one or two guys that can play multiple positions on the offensive line. So guess what? When somebody gets hurt, Liam Eichenberg. That's who they go to.
Okay, well, when does he get to suffer consequences of sucking at his job?
When they have another option.
Okay, take a break. Back with more of this.